We deserve condemnation. We fall down before God and we receive complete forgiveness. Then what do? Go out and act in an unforgiving, ungracious, merciless, compassionless way toward other people when we have received what we have received? God has mercifully forgiven you. Aren't you going to be able to forgive others? He's forgiven you the vast, unpayable debt. Are you going to demand more out of someone who offends you than God asked from you? No judgment comes to you. Why would you render vengeance on someone else? Strong language and a strong call to forgiveness. Well, that's enough for tonight. Father, thank you for the time we've been able to share in talking about this. We want to be known as those who eagerly, graciously, mercifully, compassionately, and lovingly forgive. That's our desire. We want to be like you. We want to be beloved children, imitators of God. We want to be as merciful and gracious as you are to us. And we want to obey the commands not only on the surface, on the behavioral level, but underneath in the attitudinal level. May our lives, our marriages, our families, and our church be a place where forgiveness flows and we enjoy the freedom and the power of that forgiveness and the blessing that comes from your hand to a forgiving soul. Continue, Lord, to draw us into the place of obedience that we might know the fullness of joy, we pray in Christ's name. Amen.